KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinneen, and it's 9:02. With oil revenues expected to decline, Governor Sean Parnell wants to cut the state's budget by $1 billion next year and then use another billion in savings to balance the rest. If Governor Parnell had one big talking point while unveiling his budget proposal, this was it.
Lower revenue means we tighten our belts now.
We need to tighten our belts on expenses.
Nobody's denying that we are tightening our belts.
At an Anchorage Chamber of Commerce luncheon and then again with reporters, Parnell emphasized the need to pull back on state spending. At $12.4 billion, his budget for next year is smaller than the one currently in place. The plan keeps agency operations flat, and Parnell announced that 150 state jobs were being cut to save money. When it comes to capital projects, the budget is being cut by a third, down to $1.7 billion. And most of that spending on roads, airports, and bridges is coming from the federal government. The state share is a fraction from what it was, from $1.3 billion to just $430 million. There's also less money for mega projects. This past year, the Susitna-Watonna Hydro Project got nearly $100 million. Now Parnell's asking for $10 million. The funding request for the Kinnick Arm Bridge Project has also been halved. Even with the cuts, the state faces a billion-dollar deficit. That money is going to have to come out of the state's $17 billion rainy day fund. For this year already, that savings account is expected to take a $2 billion hit. The biggest item in the budget isn't a project at all. It's a $3 billion transfer from the state budget reserves that would be used to pay off the state's unfunded pension liabilities. Parnell says it's a bipartisan goal which should keep Alaska's future debt under control.
It would be akin to Congress and President making the Social Security system sustainable over time. I mean, that's, from a state standpoint, this is about as significant as it gets to address the single largest cost driver of our operating budget.
There is a chance that Parnell's budget proposal could grow after the legislature gets a chance to review the document. Parnell expects them to put in some of their own capital projects and have different priorities when it comes to state agencies. He says he wants them to show restraint, but he hasn't named a hard number for a spending cap.
I wanted to leave room for legislators. I wanted to lower the band of spending again, given lower revenues. Every department was asked to produce savings in line with that and with the proportion of the general fund dollars they had in their budget.
Legislators will get their crack at the document when they reconvene this January. Alaska State Troopers discovered a shipment of marijuana worth up to as much as $37,000 back in October.
There were 298-gram baggies with suspected marijuana, and then there were four sandwich-sized bags that also contained marijuana.
Investigator Ann Sears with the Alaska State Troopers Western Alaska Alcohol and Narcotics Team discovered the package.
I was doing a postal sort at one of the local airlines here, and I came across what I thought was a suspicious mail parcel. I seized the parcel and took it back to the office, and I attempted to contact the recipient and eventually reached the recipient by phone and got his permission to look in the box and then found the marijuana after he gave me consent to search.
A 48-year-old man in Shishmaref is facing two Class C felony charges, including intent to sell. While the discovery happened more than 2 months ago, charges weren't filed until lab tests were returned earlier this month, confirming the substance did indeed contain THC. According to charging documents filed with the Nome District Attorney's Office, the package had a Seattle return address written on it in purple marker. The troopers are looking into the sender but cannot comment on its ongoing investigation. The man accused admitted to the trooper that he had ordered marijuana for personal use through a friend, though denied knowing it would be mailed to him. Altogether, the troopers recovered 12.84 ounces of marijuana, an amount which could sell for between $13,000 and $37,000 in Western Alaska. That means the total shipment recovered could bring about twice the per capita income in the Nome census area. But, said Sears, it is by no means the largest illicit shipment the troopers have found in the mail. The bacterium is called Pasturella multocida. That's what has sickened and killed seabirds in the Bering Sea, causing hundreds of carcasses to wash ashore on St. Lawrence Island this November. The bacteria causes an illness called avian cholera. It's quite common in waterfowl, but the incident late this fall was unique because a large die-off like this was never confirmed in Alaska before. Louisa Castrodale is a epidemiologist with the state health department. She wants to make it clear that there's a human illness called cholera, but that's a totally different type of bacteria that causes that illness.
And so this bacteria, Pasturella multocida, there are a couple different strains of it. The type that's usually associated with bird die-offs is not something that's a common pathogen for humans.
Castrodale says people can get Pasturella multocida infections, but it's usually not from birds. It's usually a different strain. She says the infection typically comes from the saliva from a cat or a dog. In regards to the avian cholera and this type of bacterial infection, flyers placed in different communities say it's very difficult for people to get sick from the avian strain of Pasturella multocida. But the state health department wants people to continue with safe practice.
You need to always make sure that if you're handling dead carcasses, that there's a lot of good hand hygiene and washing of hands and using barriers like gloves if you're handling carcasses or you're doing sort of cleanup with those birds. And then as far as, you know, if you're getting cuts in your hands, washing those out really well. If anytime somebody has signs of illness, that regardless of a bird die-off is present or not, it's worth calling their local health aide to check in with them.
And of course, cook the meat well when you eat wild meat. A 10% bleach and water solution can be used to disinfect equipment, boats, and knives. But Castrodale wants to stress that getting sick from eating birds infected with avian cholera is very low. If you'd like to learn more about avian cholera and the incident on St. Lawrence Island regarding the seabird deaths, tune in at 10 o'clock this morning. Joining us for our Call-In Touchstone program will be people who can answer questions directly from you, or if you have information regarding the illness or need to report a new area with dead birds, you can do that today during the show. A look at the price of gold. Up $10.30 an ounce to $1,236.50. An ounce of silver up 18 cents to $19.78. It's unofficially 14 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.